The Buzzer After Hours, the late night buzzer podcast show. Music and some offbeat stuff. No rules, no taboos. Hosted by Shay, the Buzzer Podcast is a Canadian broadcast connected to artists around the globe.
Hey y'all, I am Shay. This is the Buzzer After Hours podcast, on air indie, from my bag to yours, over the airways. Irish homegrown hip-hop artist Greg Cooney is on the show. We've been careful, his new release showcasing a departure from his signature style. This is the real deal. He is on his way up as an artist you must watch. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Hi, Greg.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the Buzzer Podcast Network. Thank you for joining our show today. I really appreciate the time.
And no problem at all. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. Well, I love sharing your music, man. You're the real deal. And I told you that off in green screen. I'm going to say it on public radio. Yeah. I love your music. I love your music, man.
I really appreciate that.
We're going to talk about your recent release, but before we do that, I'd like to know a bit about your background and what attracted you to the genre that you are in.
It kind of happened organically. I never really planned it. I never really did music in school and stuff like that. What happened was, I was just chilling out one evening with my partner, and basically I freestyle a lot, so that's basically when you improvise, basically, you know. So you look around the room and you kind of rap about what's around you and stuff like that, and it shows people that it's raw and authentic. When myself and my partner were just having a few drinks, chilling out, and I uploaded it to Facebook, and I'd say within 2 or 3 days, it got about 180,000 views. So that's when I decided I was going to, you know, just give it a bash, actually writing songs rather than, you know, just a spontaneous freestyle on my couch. And it kind of just went from there, I suppose. And I wanted to show people that if I actually sat down and put some thought behind it and showed them who I really was, in terms of, like, you know, how I'm feeling and stuff like that. And it just went really well. And here we are today, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. And is one of your influences 50 Cent?
Yeah. Like, and that came with the freestyle. And then obviously I was lucky enough to share a couple of videos that I've uploaded over the years. And, you know, like national news platforms would get behind them, and like pages with massive social media followings, and they'd share my stuff because a lot of my stuff is emotional. You know, so it obviously strikes a chord with many and they relate. And that's why, you know, they like to cover these and write stories about these. And, you know, in that sense, you know, I feel like I've been very lucky to have you know, such big platforms back me and, you know, kind of push me to get my music out there, because it can be hard.
Okay, and what are your thoughts on Eminem?
I would have listened to him a lot now, yeah, growing up, definitely. It was just that era, you know, when I first kind of stumbled across, you know, proper hip-hop. Like, my sister would have CDs, so I just take them and put them in my Walkman and listen. And I just loved how, you know, free flowing it was, and you know, it sounded like they were having fun, you know. So that kind of got me hooked. And then obviously the beats as well, how bouncy and boppy they are, and they just kind of make you move, you know. I think he's unreal. Like, again, like, I related to him massively, looked up to him a lot growing up. In my younger years, when I wasn't doing music, you know, but I listened to him all the time. I actually, I dyed my hair blonde and everything, but way back then, you know. So, I was a massive fan. and still am to this day. You know what I mean? I just think his writing is next to none. He's very, very intellectual with his writing, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's really good. He's actually one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
You've seen him freestyle, right?
Yeah, I have.
It's insane.
I think he kind of motivated me to kind of do it better and, you know, practice more. You know, because there's one on YouTube that goes on for like 5 minutes. So I kind of made that a goal of mine to be able to do that without repeating words or recycling bars and stuff. You know what I mean? So that's where I kind of took that inspiration from.
And how hard is it to freestyle?
Well, the funny thing is I always thought everybody could do it until I actually had a chat with my partner, you know what I mean? So I never actually showcased it to anybody because I just thought it was something everybody could do. So then obviously with that, you know, I started practicing. I'd be in work. I started off, my first job was washing dishes. So I'd be just kind of there for 8 hours a day. And it was so, so, so boring. So I just look around the room. It was in a hotel, so the kitchen was huge. There was always stuff going on, people talking. I just kind of listen to that, look out the window, just do little things in my head, not massive like songs or anything, but just little lyrics and stuff. And then, you know, again, didn't even go home and write. It just helped me pass the time. And, yeah, then it's always been there. Like I didn't know I had it. And then with that, when I discovered I did have the ability to do it, you know, I obviously practiced more and I wanted to, you know, stretch the limits further and just see how far I could push with it, you know?
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. Do you perform live?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that. I've seen some of the posts, but it wasn't, my memory didn't kind of kick in right away. How often do you go off script and freestyle when you're on live?
In terms of, do you mean like live performances on stage or like live on social media?
Live on stage. Yeah.
So basically what I do is just as a kind of thank you to the fans, I suppose, is what I'll do is every time I perform in a set, I'll generally do about 2 freestyles, maybe 3, depending on the vibe. So what I'll do for the first one is to really grab everyone's attention, is I'll just get everybody to take random things out of their handbags, out of their pockets, stuff like that, and they'll just hold it up in the air, and I'll rap about that. And, you know, it's fun, it's different, people remember it. They feel more involved. It's a great way to control the crowd and make an impression. And then with the second freestyles, then usually what I do is I'd look around the room and I talk about the people instead of actually what they're holding and stuff. And again, it just makes them leave with a smile on their face, with a performance that, you know, not many get to experience, you know, when you're going to shows and stuff. Like some of my favorite artists who are very capable of freestyle and won't actually do it on stage over fear of actually messing up. But, you know, luckily enough, I've never messed up on stage freestyling. And if I did, you know, my fans are very understanding. It's a very, very, very hard thing to do, to pull off, you know, on stage, you know, doing it to a massive crowd. So, yeah, they're just fun. They're different. It shows you can... that you can stretch limits with them, you know. You can be really deep in storytelling, or you could be humorous and, you know, show comedy aspects of it, and you could, you know, talk about life and logic and things like that. So it's a great way of grabbing people's attention. So I don't think I'll ever stop freestyling on stage. It's like the cherry on top. Everybody talks about them for weeks after coming to my shows, you know.
Oh, it's a gift. I love watching freestyle.
Yeah.
I love watching freestyle. Yeah, what I want to talk about next is your track "Careful." It's an awesome release.
Yeah.
I love the take. You know, it showcases your hard work and achievements and where you got there, but it's very sassy.
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah.
Like it was sassy. I'm like going, whoa, the attitude. I love it. Tell me a bit about the song.
Yeah. So a lot of my early tracks, yeah, they'd be very motivational, kind of, you can do it. I wouldn't really be aggressive with my tone or anything like it. And I know some people see confidence as arrogance sometimes, but this was a track where I just wanted to kind of prove myself and show how much I've grown as an individual. Sometimes when you're actually in these moments, you don't realize the growth. It's like having a baby. When you have a baby, you don't realize how fast the baby's grown, but the aunts and uncles who see the child every couple of weeks will notice how much they've grown. And I feel it's very same with music. You don't realize how much you're actually growing until people on the outside point it out to you. And yeah, like when I started off, I got a lot of hate and people just being weirdos, I suppose. But yeah, it's a nice way of saying, like, kind of, you know, look at me now, like, careful what you wish for. I know where I'm going now. I have a really, really, really good team behind me. And I'm not stopping, you know what I mean? And it's, in a sense, it is still like motivational. It still has that Craig Kelly essence to it, you know, because it's if you listen to it in a negative aspect, you're going to get that. If you listen to it in a positive, you're going to get that. You know what I mean? It's a very universal track. I'm interested to know what people get from it, but you know, it's been fairly positive from everybody. Everybody likes it. They like the catchy hook. They like the production as well from Chris was amazing. You know, that was my first time working with him. And I went to the studio and I basically said, like, I want something like this. And he sat me down and he made the beat so fast. Like, it was crazy.
That's good. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so basically, Colin, my manager, we wanted to just kind of step up our game a bit, and Chris would be a very, very well-known name in the scene here in Ireland. So we reached out, and he was more than happy to work with us. And basically then, obviously, it was over COVID, so it was a bit difficult. There was a lot of back and forth. You know, it wasn't your traditional go to the studio and, you know, sit down and write together, you know, write the music together. So I had to kind of give him an idea. And then, you know, I'd wait and he'd reply to me and then I'd reply to him. And, you know, there's a lot of emailing and stuff. But when it came around to it then, when I did get a chance to go into the studio, we just came up with a totally different vibe. And I had put up a snippet of me doing a rap in my car, and it was drill, which is, you know, a really popular genre here in Ireland and the UK. So yeah, arguably it was a drill beat. Now, I'm not a drill artist, so, you know, but I do like the lyric or the speed and the, you know, just there's so much you can do on a drill track, you know, and it is a nice new sound. So I suggested that to him, and he was kind of like, you know, he was so confident. He was like, bro, he was like, just give me a few minutes, sit back and relax. I put on the headphones and he put on his, and I could basically hear him as he was making the music. And instantly I knew, I was like, this is going to be sick. So I think, yeah, it was only a few minutes later then he bounced the file. I went home and I started writing. And again, it was such an easy song to write it. I just felt like he really made it the way I wanted it. And I went back then and we recorded it. And it was a really, really, really speedy process from when we got into the studio to out. Obviously, it was unfamiliar for me with the restrictions, text and back and forth. But it was nice to experience that and know that, you know, it didn't slow us down too much. But I do like my traditional, you know, going in there and getting that energy and building that relationship and not just making good music.
That's very cool. I'm glad you found that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found that. And your kids motivate you.
Yeah, massively, massively. So much. I don't think I would be anywhere near where I am today if it wasn't for them. They kind of, like, at the start when I was, you know, just writing bare lyrics and stuff, I'd put headphones on them when I'd have a little small studio set at home, and I'd put the headphones on them and I'd ask them to listen. And they were extremely young at the time, but if they didn't dance, then I knew not to release it. And if they danced, I knew to release it. And then, yeah, so it got to the stage then where I would be, you know, picking them up from school, or they'd have their cousins over, their friends over. By this time, obviously, I've done a couple of shows and I have a few music videos released. But my son and my daughter, they'd be like, you know, talking to their friends, being like, that's my daddy there on the telly. Like, and they know all the words. All their friends love my music. All their cousins love my music. So it's really nice, you know, because you feel like the cool parents then, you know. So it's nice. And I want to show them that, you know, if you want to do something in life, you can do it. Just go for it. Have fun. Enjoy your time here. You know, it's a very short time, life. I feel like, yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. And they, you know, they think, like, oh, I have a job. Oh, I have a kid. I can't do this. I have to give up my dreams. If anything, you know, you have to show your kid that, right, look, you're here now. I wanted to show my children that. Look, you're here now, you're on this journey with me. I want to show you how much is possible if you just set your mind to something, you know. And that's not necessarily music, that's just life as a whole. If you want to be a doctor, a fireman, if you want to, you know, work at a car wash or be a teacher, you know, just once you put your head down and you really focus, you can do it. And that's my mission, just to show my kids that, you know, we can spread that little bit of positivity in the world. And, you know, leave a little bit of a mark if we can.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing.
No, it's no problem.
You're an incredible mentor for them.
Yeah, I try my best. I try my best.
So we're going to spin Careful right now.
Cool.
Yeah. Craig Cooney. Chris Cabs. If I was a driller, a dealer, a killer, a trapper, a hero, wouldn't be telling you that I'm my tracks. Even the closest switch opens on bitter. Only tell me when I look in the mirror. Know what I need and my goals to get bigger. Plans in my mind will make any man shiver. I feel that I'm getting there now that the vision is clearer. Hands dirty but my money's clean. Came from the bottom like a submarine. Mind like a gun that's a submachine. And I'm ready to blow this to smithereens. Dress how I'm more cause the fit is clean. I don't sleep, I'd rather live my dreams. Only deal with real, I don't sit with fiends. Help to take what I make while I chase these dreams. They won't speak their mind, they're not clear with me.
No
way. I don't spend no time, cause my times are free.
No way.
See me as a fool, but I do believe.
No
persistence in my mind, where I hold the key. Careful, careful, what you wishing for? Careful, careful, you not been here before. I stay in my zone, in my lane, let me do my thing. Coming for the drone, break the chains, keep the mindset free. Careful. Careful, what you wishing for? Careful, careful, you not been here before. I've got everything I need at home, but I want more, nobody's on the dealer's phone. I'm feeding my fam, now I feed my bros. Turn a vision, ambition, I don't see my foes. You see my highs, but I've lived my lows. Check the account, now I need some O's. Like you're back on the vape, you don't want the smoke. No rap name, that's the way it goes. I'll always be me, even with the growth. Headline shows, then the family goes. Enough money made, it'll ever slows. I've a lot on my mind, and my face won't show. They're thinking that I'm a threat. When I put in the work and I sweat, they don't see my way. Calling my management, telling my switch up to start to increase my pay. Do more, I'm a savage, but when I keep focused, won't stop till I see I'm great. They hate that I'm real and I say what they can't, and that's why they won't rate Craig. I've done it all, freestyle songs and then those laid back tracks. And I'll keep going till I get it all and it's my name on those plaques. They won't speak their mind, they're not clear with me. I don't spend no time cause my times are free. See me as a fool but I do believe. Persistence in my mind where I hold the key. Careful, careful, what you wishing for? Careful, careful, you not been here before. I stay in my zone, in my lane, let me do my thing. Coming for the drone, break the chains, keep the mindset free. Careful, careful, what you wishing for? Careful, careful, you not been here before. I stay in my zone, in my lane. Let me do my thing. Coming for the throne, break the chains, keep the mindset free. Careful, careful, what you wishing for? Careful, careful, you've not been here before.
I love the bravado in the song.
Yeah.
You're almost bragging, hon.
Yeah, like, as I said, yeah, it's like, you know, I just wanted to prove myself. I feel like in the community of hip-hop artists here, I thought a lot of people were starting to, you know, be like, ah, Craig's kind of doing the laid-back stuff, you know. So I wanted to show them that, you know, there's lyrics in there. It's, I've done it all, freestyle songs, and then those laid-back tracks. And I'll keep going till I get it all. Let's my name on those plaques. So I just want to show them that, you know, no matter what I'm doing, I'm starving. Like, these people are hungry, but I'm starving. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do what I can. Nothing malicious or anything, you know what I mean? I'm out to help people. But, you know, I've eyes on the prize. I want to do what I want to do and you know, get there as smoothly and quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, isn't that almost a trait of a successful hip hop artist?
Yeah, it would be in a sense. Yeah, I suppose it would. Yeah,
because I love the lyric that starts, "Call up my management."
yeah. I just again, like, Ireland it's a small community, and you see, there's a lot of people who, I don't even know if I could say this, but I'll give you a little exclusive. But there's a lot of people in Ireland who don't have managers, and that's fine. You can, honestly, you can make it to the top without management. I promise you. But there's a lot of people out there who, before I got signed, were messaging my management, being like, yo, sign me, what's up, sign me, this, that, whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of messages. And the funny thing is I never approached my management, they approached me, and you know what I mean. So I knew, obviously, I only found this out, you know, down the line. I'm with them a while now, but so it's like, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, like these lads who were, you know, slagging me and telling me this, and I wouldn't amount to that and whatever. And it's a nice way of saying, like, you know, call up my management, tell them I switched the style to increase my pay, because, again, I used to do the laid-back stuff. I'm doing what they're doing now. But I'm a manager. I'm getting paid to do this. This isn't a hobby anymore. This is my life. Like, you know, I'm full-time music now. I never want to be malicious or vicious, you know what I mean? But I'll be as, like, I suppose... I'll make sure it's in your face, I suppose, in a nice way.
Yeah, I know, I was half teasing you. I actually believe that when the time is right and an artist does choose to go with management, it's incredible for the artist, because it allows them to focus on their craft. Of course,
and it's been a massive help to me, because when I started with my management, I was working 5 days a week, so I'd be up at 6 a.m. and I'd be getting home at 6 p.m. Obviously, I have kids. And it's nice for them to be able to do the emails in the background and, you know, make the phone calls, arrange the shoots, stuff like that. Because when I was working, I'd come home, I'd chill with my kids, they'd go to bed, and I'd be up till 3 or 4 in the morning just sending out emails or, you know, trying to network with people. And it was exhausting me, you know, and I knew how much I wanted it, so I would not go to sleep without, you know, doing what needed to be done every day. So, like, I kind of got a weird motivation knowing that I was working full-time with children and I was working after work while everybody was asleep. It's a weird thing. Like, I just got really motivated by that.
I get that. I live that life. You get emails or calm those at 3 o'clock in the morning, trust me. Yeah, I'm very impressed with your manager, by the way.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I'll give him a shout out. Okay, so...
We have to shout out.
So your local scene is opening up, you tell me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Everything's opening up here tomorrow. So everybody's in high spirits. and looking forward to just getting back to, you know, obviously there's still restrictions and stuff here, but, you know, we're allowed maximum capacity shows. You know, we just need, like, obviously our certificates to gain access to these events and, have our masks and stuff. But it'd be nice, you know, just the scene suffered horrifically, like, over the last while. We were the first to close and the last out. I don't know what it's like for you guys over there, but it was very hard on a lot of people. So it's nice, you know, to know that there's a little bit of light there at the end of the tunnel. You look at the events online, and there's literally a gig on now, like, every day from now till early next year, and it's so good to see, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. It's awesome to see. So you have some future projects. One I've been told is with Chris Cabs.
That is correct. The last time we spoke, it was a rumor, but it's confirmed now. Actually, you're the first person I've told that it actually is confirmed. So there's a little exclusive for you. I started writing it probably 4 days ago. So it's going to be. Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, this is going to be my very first multi-track project, especially with a man of Chris Cabb's, expertise. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing piece. It'll be a showcase of versatility and talent and just, you know, realness. And I'm really, really, really excited to, you know, knuckle down and, you know, just tell my story, I suppose, and make people smile, make people laugh, make people cry, and just reflect and have music to, you know, really feel connected to.
Awesome. Do you know when it will be released, or is it an indefinite date right now?
Yeah, like right now, it's not really set in stone. We're just at that stage now where we're putting pen to paper. And working on the tracks in the background. But I'd imagine it would be early next year we'd be releasing it.
Yeah, that's a good time to release it. Well, I look forward to hearing it. It'll be enjoyable.
I'll definitely give you a little preview maybe before it comes out, you know, it'd be nice to get a bit of feedback off.
Oh God, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I would love that. I'd be honored. So before we go, I'd like to know, where's the best place for you and the fans to hang out together?
So what I used to do a lot was lives on Facebook. And it kind of dwindled out. And I only realized that a couple of weeks ago. So you can get me on Craig Coon Music on Facebook. And I do go live fairly regularly. And my Craig Coon Music on Instagram as well. Same story there. I'm actually really trying to grow the Instagram. So if you could, if anybody's listening, if they could jump on and follow me on Insta, it's Craig Coon Music. And again, I've been going live a lot on that. Just, you know, showing people behind the scenes of writing sessions, recording sessions, freestyles, just chilling out, having a laugh. And it's good vibes, you know?
Yeah, Instagram's a good platform. Facebook is, you need to be on Facebook even if you don't like it. It has its pluses. The live shows, the live videos are a really good plus for artists. It's pretty cool. That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your music with our listeners. I really love your music. You are the real deal, hon, and you're good. I love it. I love your music.
I really appreciate that, Shay. It really means a lot, not only for having me on the show, but, you know, just, you know, really taking the time to listen and, you know, focus on my music and be a fan of that. It does. It speaks volumes. And for that, like, you know, I'm really grateful.
Have a good evening.
You too. Take it easy.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning into the Buzzer Network, sponsored by Buzzroll Media. Thank you to the artists who share their music. Our shows wouldn't happen without their music. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter for showtimes and updates. Subscribe at thebuzzerpod.com. Fans and artists can submit their requests to Shay at thebuzzroll.com. Until next time, cheers.